The Jen, Gabe, and Chewy podcast is sponsored by Celsius Energy Drink, and I am here to tell you it makes a huge difference in my mornings. With a unique blend of essential energy and key vitamins, Celsius is your partner to an active lifestyle. My favorite, the peach vibe. Learn more at Celsius.com and pick up Celsius Energy Drinks today.
No Jen Latta, no Gabe Neitzel this morning. I'm Alex Strofe in on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Strofe, Josh, and Chewy this morning. Chewy and I are best buds. We know each other so well that Gabe Neitzel had to ask him twice on yesterday's show if he even knew who I was. Which I was surprised to hear you do know who I am, Chewy.
Well, I told him. We did the draft show together.
Did you know who I was prior to that?
I heard the name.
Okay.
But I get confused because my rookie year, we had a player, Terry Strofe, out of lacrosse. And he was kind of a prankster, and I was on injured reserve, and he was the troublemaker, but he brought me along with him. So I think I got him caught.
Oh, thanks. I'm not related, but thank you.
No.
Regardless. Would have been cool to have a Strofe Packers jersey.
But I had to catch myself because I wanted to call you Terry earlier on in the show. So I had to process a little bit.
Terry Strofe is inducted into the Lacrosse Hall of Fame for men's track and field and football. He participated in the Olympic trials for the shot put in 1992 and was drafted by the Eagles in 1990. Was a free agent with the Packers in 1992.
He was kind of, you know how your parents didn't really want you hanging out with certain friends because they thought that was him. So
are you sure that wasn't you?
I grew into that role.
You grew into it, or it was always your role? You're telling me the BC days, that wasn't your role?
People didn't realize, I think, when I started doing the show, that I was the prankster, kind of, on a different level than Brett. You know, love, and Joshy can attest to this, I love stirring the pot, and I love drama, as long as it's not my own. Fair, Joshy?
All accurate on all accounts.
Because Joshy's he's an agitator, which I don't know if it's different.
Oh, really? Didn't know that about him.
Yeah.
You hear that laugh?
So it'd be interesting to see who goes, you know, if a push came to shove, me or Joshy. But if I got severance, I don't mind getting fired. I mean, really.
Think that'd be a good package?
If I got a good severance package, you're safe.
Craig's listening.
I'll be sure to negotiate that if Push ever comes to the show. You just pay him off. He'll go away.
Did we find out who the Turk is?
I think it's Scalzo. I think Craig was right.
I can't believe you didn't know that term.
So the Turk, for those of you that, like Josh, you are not aware of that term we were talking about earlier with Craig Karmazin, who joined us about 7:35 this morning. The Turk in NFL locker rooms is also known as the Grim Reaper. That is the person you avoid. That is the person that says, hey, GM wants to see you.
Bring your playbook.
Yeah.
Once you hear bring your playbook, you know,
usually
it's pretty
bad
much,
news.
It's over.
Well, these days it's probably bring your tablet, right? It's all digitized.
Yes.
The thing is with Chewy, he likes to reference things that are specific to him and just think everyone knows it. So sometimes I have to decipher, was the Turk literally the nickname of the guy at the Packers who cut people? Or is it like a general term? Or is it a movie reference? Because all those things are possible options.
I wonder what they call him now. Because the whole thing of the GM cutting you, that's not how it happens.
No?
That's a hard knock creation.
That is a hard knock thing. It's usually player personnel. See, back in the day, they all took stints at it. At one point in time, Ted Thompson was the Turk.
Okay.
Back in the day.
Before he was the GM.
Yeah. So, I don't even think you saw your position coach. I think it was just player personnel and said,
peace out.
And they give you your plane ticket and say, here, we got you flying back to your home or wherever it's going to be.
Oh, they do all of that?
Yeah.
At least they take care of you on the way out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, don't let the door hit you or the good Lord split
your
situation. Well,
Holmgren would always threaten you with, don't make me give you a bus ticket and an apple. That was.
A bus ticket and an apple?
Yeah.
At least you get an apple.
Depends on what kind.
Let's say.
You a green apple or red apple guy?
I thought the banana tasting ones are terrible.
Excuse me?
Banana
give me a Macintosh all day long.
Hold on. Time out.
They taste a little bit like bananas. They're tall. They're red.
The apple?
Yeah.
Tastes like no.
Yes.
Joshy, you can Google whatever you want. It's not going to pop up. It's the stuff he's making up.
Like, I would never buy an apple now. Never. In a million years. It's not apple season.
Do you eat fruit?
Yeah. I love fruit. I love apples, but you cannot buy apples when they're out of season because they're bad. They're mush. They're blech. There's nothing.
I got bad.
Chewy
bad
was
news.
Right.
Found something.
Holy Chewy was right.
What do you got?
There appears to be two variations of apples. The winter banana apple, also known as the Flory banana, what? Has a sweet banana-like flavor and smell. Also, the Hawaiian Crown trademark apple banana are sweet with rich, slightly tangy banana flavor that are far different from the bland sweetness typical.
Alex, you're going to get to a point where you trust me. It takes a little while. It takes
a
little time.
Yet. I'm definitely not
but
there
you'll,
yet.
But you'll get there.
You think?
Yeah, you'll be sitting with your buddies and this, and they'll bring up something else. You know what you'll say? Let me text Chewy. You'll get to that point. It's going to take a little while. Yeah. But am I right, Josh?
You have a remarkable ability to mix in some of the strangest facts that are accurate and the most untruths you've ever heard.
I have the largest amount of useless information a person could possibly have.
Well,
and I would
gather that.
My hit rate is probably
40%.
No, we're talking 80s.
Oh, 30%.
I would say I'd put it between 60 and 75.
Would you stop smooching his ass?
No, he knows.
I've learned the hard way.
Yes,
I've learned the hard way.
We're gonna win today, Josh.
No.
You want to be on the right.
Not on a Friday.
The right side of history.
Hey, you want to win? Do a show on a Monday, and you can win because I really don't care. But you ain't winning on Friday.
It's 8:15, and we've talked about apples and trees and farm fields. He's won.
We can stop anytime you want and talk sports.
Well, I actually really want to talk about your Netflix habits. I do want to talk about the preseason game and the joint practice against the Broncos at some point this morning. But I do need to discuss your Netflix habits, because as I started the segment, that's where I was going to go here, but now we're talking about banana-flavored apples, which I still don't believe are a thing. I'm not letting you win that one. You said something so outrageous this morning in our show prep meeting that I just can't get it out of my head. I can't believe I've lasted this long without talking about it. So we'll do that coming up next. But first, the next edition of Behind the Bucks is here on the Bucks Plus Audio Network, presented by Gallagher. Buck stars share their experiences from competing on the world's biggest stage overseas, from battling against their Bucks teammates to teaming up with fierce rivals, all for the glory of gold. Behind the Bucks offers unique access and deep storytelling for Bucks fans unlike ever before, presented by Gallagher, your trusted insurance broker and HR and benefits consultant. Find it right now, Bucks.com/plus, the Bucks app, and wherever you get your podcasts. We will talk Packers preseason, I promise. We will get there. But I don't even know how to set this up. You're just going to have to stay tuned, because you think Chewy's ridiculous like I do? It's going to a new level. Coming up next on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
If it's gotten to the point...
I don't think shower.
What do you mean? What do you mean you're not going to take a shower? You just told me you're offended by your own BO.
No, but I think it's deodorant, Gabe. Showering does nothing. It really doesn't.
You are wrong.
Because...
You must be showering wrong.
No. On 94.5 ESPN.
You came here for Packers talk. We'll do it in 10 minutes or so. I got to get this off my chest. Not on my bingo card this morning. Alex Strofe in alongside Mark Chamorro, Chewy, Josh DiMaggio. Strofe, Josh, and Chewy this morning. And Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. I did not have my bingo card. I'd be telling Chewy to shut up an hour in. I did not have on my bingo card one of the first things Chewy saying to me this morning. Not hello. Not hey, Strofe, how are you? Strap in and enjoy the effing ride.
It's what it is.
One of the first things he said to me this morning, and so far I've mostly enjoyed it. Then about 5 minutes later, he goes, "Josh Strofe, you got it. You got to check out the show, The Americans. It's amazing. It came out 10 years ago, but I'm getting really pissed off. Why is that, Chew?"
Well, and I'm sure a lot of people saw it because it's a really good. What do they call it? Miniseries, docuseries, or whatever. But it's about Russians back in the day that...
It ended 6 years ago. It ended
that infiltrate this country, try to work their way into the FBI, CIA, which they do. But they make... They're always winning, which bothers me. They make the FBI look stupid.
That's how they make the show.
This is during the Ronald Reagan era. who basically dominate the Russians, right? So they make us look foolish, and they get away with everything, and they do stupid stuff. I'm three seasons in, and it always turns into a fight with my – I'm like, I cannot watch this anymore. I want them to die a horrible death because they're such – I mean, they're killing people and folding them up and taking them out of hotels in suitcases, right?
Okay. Romantic,
like, it's
yeah.
just out of control, and I can't watch it anymore because every time it turns into a fight and my wife gets mad. So I'm fast-forwarding to the end, the last episode, and if they don't hang or die a horrible death, I'm out. I'm done.
So you've got a season.
Hold on. Done.
Time out. Let's recap just momentarily. So you want to skip ahead a season and a half.
Yes.
See how it ends.
Yes.
And then you will continue if it ends the way you want.
Correct.
So that is like, are you a reader, Chu? Do you read books?
I read the computer.
That wasn't my question.
He doesn't read and he makes fun of me for reading.
Okay, Josh. Who I was reads just say, anymore, you, Josh one. Does. So I'm going to go to Josh. I don't either. I'm in your camp on this. I watch football. That's about it.
Yes.
Hey, let me tell you, if anybody would have guessed who reads and who doesn't on this show today.
Can you watch your mouth?
No.
I said, don't you want to be on the... Okay, I'm not even... We're not even going there.
Yeah, but you get it.
Such a Richard. So no. You read. Josh, this would be like reading the first four chapters of a book, skipping to the final three pages, and if the ending isn't exactly what you predicted, saying, I'm returning that to the library.
You know, I would never do this. And I'm not the type of person who even is like particularly concerned with spoilers. Like, I think people who are like, don't spoil that movie for me. Get over it. You're an adult. You can still enjoy it.
but
fast forwarding to the end and something you're so engaged in, to me, is bizarre.
You've made it this far.
Have you ever seen When Harry Met Sally?
No.
He would always read the last page of the book he was reading in case he died.
Okay, I have news for you, Chewie. Yeah. You're not Harry.
I could die, though.
Well, you're going to at some point.
Well, I think the percentages go down the older you get. I'm at 55, tack on NFL. So, I mean,
the percentages of what? The percentages of you dying?
Well, they say that NFL players don't last as long. I'm good with 82.
I think I'm also good with 82. Josh, are you good with 82? That's a good life.
82 seems wonderful.
You know, because 90, I could do 90.
I don't want to have basically someone taking full care of me.
That's
yeah, no, I think we all agree
yeah.
on that.
Yeah. Yeah. Or becoming like severely immobile. Yeah. That's not fun.
No.
So you're not with me on the if you watched
I'm not with
that,
you on what, 82?
No, with fast the Americans.
Forward. Also, what season are you on?
He's on season three. It's three seasons.
No,
so he's made
six.
It this far. Okay.
I'm looking
so he's
at
halfway through.
I'm looking at six seasons here. This particular TV show, which I'm remarkably unaware of.
The FX one?
Just has remarkable ratings. So, for whatever reason, people love this.
But Chewie doesn't because it hasn't happened yet. He hasn't gotten to the climax.
From what I can tell, it's too pro-Russia.
It's like the Bears. It's like them telling a story about how great the Bears are when it's not true because we dominate your ass every time we play you.
Sure.
Right? So it's like, they're making the Russians out to be so smart. And this was the Reagan era. We dominated.
Hold on.
Tear down this wall.
Josh,
you tore it down.
All you, Josh.
If we were to take into context history as we know it, do we think perhaps there might be an ending you're looking for, just not in the time you're looking for? Like, do you think they're going to go ahistorical and invent a whole new history? Or do you think it'll probably mirror maybe the fall of certain, you know, large...
No, based on how it's going right now, they're going to... The Russians are going to win, which was a total lie, right? Even in hockey, we dominated you with a bunch of kids. I'm right.
I know you are. I understand that. Chewie, you didn't direct the show. You didn't write the show. You're just the audience. You've invested time to get through three seasons.
I know, but there's got to be people.
Chewie.
There's got to be. What?
Just listen for a moment.
There's got to be people like me out there.
I don't think people watch three seasons of a show and go, well, now I'm over it.
Oh, I didn't watch the end of the meth one.
Breaking Bad?
Yeah.
The greatest show in history.
I didn't
of
watch
television?
The final episode because it was so stupid.
You're an idiot.
No, it is so dumb.
Chewie, you okay? So Josh just pointed this out. Listen, okay? Josh, you just pointed out, the reviews are rave. People love it. They love the ending. They love the show. The Americans we're talking about. Breaking Bad is considered the greatest television show of all time. Then you're just too hard to please.
No, my kid, one of my sons went to school in Albuquerque, New Mexico, and refuses to watch it. Because it's fake.
It's a television show.
I know it is.
This is not a documentary.
No, I'm aware.
You just said you love drama.
What's the quickest you ever walked out of a movie? I've walked out four minutes in.
Okay, well then you're just
four minutes
to
in the movie?
What
movie?
It hasn't even gotten going.
I don't remember. You
haven't even met the lead character yet.
Oh, I will leave a movie. No, if you watch this Americans, you would get as angry as I am. Because it's not
I know. I haven't watched a lick of it and I'm as angry as you. I would argue I'm more angry than you. Because of you.
No.
Wait, this is
You know, I got a lot of time, but don't waste my time.
You've watched three seasons.
I know.
You are understanding.
The thing is, you're not watching a documentary. You're watching a fictionalized version of probably some true events, but probably not exactly as detailed as they are.
Brett and O'Claire on the text line. More importantly, Rocky beat Drago.
Yeah, now that I want to watch. Right?
It's the best Rocky. Rocky IV. Best Rocky.
No way. Yes. Not even close. Rocky I was so good.
Rocky I was really good. Second best Rocky.
Two was terrible, and then three was really good.
Three was good.
Yeah.
It goes 4-1-3-2.
No, stop after three.
Chewie, have you ever heard of The Man in the High Castle?
I've heard it. Is that a movie?
It's a TV show where it postulates. Now, I didn't finish the series. I gave up on it. But it postulates if America and the Allied powers hadn't won World War II. Would that be ever something you're willing to watch? Because we're going in with the understanding things go wrong and it changes history. Or is that something you're not unwilling?
No. Because they got the wrong side winning, would be my guess.
Yeah, but that's the whole point.
No, I'm out. Because, that'll just upset me.
But I think the point is, look how good it was that it did go this way, because this is how bad it would be had it not.
Do you finish every book you read?
No, I will put down a book.
Yeah, but not four pages in.
No.
He's making my point for me.
Not very well. He's not making the point you think he's making.
I've never put down a book that I didn't get more than 50% of the way through.
Was the movie seven minutes long?
You're still making my point.
Was the movie 7 minutes long?
Yeah.
He's not making the point you think he's making.
So if the Packers are down 43-0 at halftime, you're watching the rest of the game?
Yes.
You're insane.
There's also a part of like a movie... Reading takes work. You have to put effort into it. A movie, you just sit there and stare. Like, there's no investment. The only investment is if
it doesn't end right. If it doesn't end right, yeah. Wasted my damn time. Josh, time's precious. Didn't you hear him? He's 55, Josh.
He's kind of old school.
Running out of time.
You're old school, buddy.
Sure.
I'm going to relive something like Chewie's reliving this 10-year-old series. Relive the greatest postseason.
I'll let you know next week if I stop watching it.
I would be curious for the follow-up on this.
Okay.
Relive the greatest postseason run in Milwaukee Bucks history with the Bucks in Six podcast. Bucks in Six presents a special series commemorating the Bucks title run back in 2021, the glory days. From the thrilling 7-game series against the Nets to the 50-piece from Giannis in the finals, immerse yourself in the sounds of each playoff round. Bucks in Six on the Bucks Plus Audio Network. Find it now, bucks.com/plus, the Bucks app, or on Spotify, Apple, and wherever you get your podcasts. We have not talked a lick of football this morning. Chewie just said without his mic on. Oh, we did.
Yeah, he just brought up the Bears.
He brought up the Bears. We talked a little bit of football. He compared his show that he doesn't really like to the Bears. I guess we did talk a lick of football. We will talk joint practice preseason game number 2 for the Packers-Broncos coming up on Sunday. Coming up next, Alex Stroph in for Jen and Gabe. It's Jen, Gabe, and Chewie on ESPN Milwaukee.
You are listening to Jen, Gabe, and Chewie.
Any of those things because it exceeds... It's like... I'm sorry, I'm burping up my apple right there. That's what that was. I wasn't pausing for effect. I literally was burping
my apple.
All right,
can we just go to break?
No.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Jen Gabe
Gabe and Chewy.
You want to go three?
Huh?
3 hours? I can do it. I'm just getting warmed up.
I can tell. You've been on an all-time heater today.
That's sick when I came in.
You've been coughing a little bit, but
yeah,
you're saying all right. I mean, you've got, what'd you say that was, 117 fluid ounces of a bottle there?
100.
101.
I haven't even peed yet either.
Oh, no.
So then you know I'm sick.
Yeah. Gotta get hydrated, brother.
Yeah.
Hydrate up.
Yeah, I know.
All Nobody who believes in hydration more than that guy.
Yeah, love
Body's
it.
Body's a temple.
It is.
Body is a temple. Alex Stroh, Mark Chmura, Joshy DiMaggio with you on your Friday morning. Getting you ready for the weekend. Preseason game number 2 for the Packers. Coming up Sunday against the Broncos. Jordan Love will not play Sunday. Chewy, you good with that?
Am I good with it? I guess. Yeah, the fact that doing the joint practices, I think he'll get a good look at it.
Do you believe in those to the point of they equal a real game or game reps or live bullets, however you want to look at it?
Holmgren never liked it. I only did it one time in my life. It's when we went to Japan to play the Chiefs, and we had, I think, one or two joint practices. The problem is there's always a b-hole. There's always one guy that is just a holder, a grabber, and you just get annoyed with it. And you give him the, dude, really? You know, that's a flag. Ain't no flag. So that's the only reason. And it does turn into fights and stuff like that. But I think from the quarterback position, it's good for Jordan where I don't think he needs to play in the game because he's going to get different looks from their defense.
Yeah.
And I think that's why he struggled a little bit in camp this year as opposed to last year, because he knew being there with Joe Barry 3 years, and it's a very passive defense. It's kind of easy to pick apart in 7-on-7, even in team, which I think it's good for him because now he's learning. It's always good when you see different looks and different personnel and things like that, as long as it doesn't turn into a fight fest. And that's why Holmgren didn't want to do it.
Right. And it seems like a lot of them do. Here's Matt LaFleur earlier this week, too. I'm not sure if you've heard this yet. Talking about the philosophy the Packers will follow if fights pop up in either joint practice this year. They have one, as I mentioned, today against the Broncos, next Thursday in Green Bay against the Ravens. Here's the head coach, Matt LaFleur, of the Packers on his philosophy of fights in joint practices.
We've got a similar philosophy in terms of what I saw the big pub that Mayo got. That's something that we've kind of been doing here as well. If guys need to play in the preseason, you get in a fight, you're not going to play, and vice versa. That's for the guys that aren't anticipating playing. That's the practices are the times to do your work, and if you don't get your work in, you're going to get it in the game. So that's kind of how we've operated around here for a couple of years.
You're a starter and you fight, you're playing. If you're a backup and you fight, you're not playing.
I kind of like that.
I do too.
But it's the coaching staffs that have to police their own players.
Yeah.
Like if Denver lets stuff go and the cheap shot and the holding and things like that, that's when it starts to get escalated, when your own coaching staff are not policing your own guys. You know, if you catch a player on defense for the Packers holding, you say, knock that off. Knock it off. Don't do that. You can't do that. That's a flag. Then that's fine. If they don't, then that's when things get like Sternberger when he got knocked out. I forget who the other team was, but that's Bush League, you know?
Yeah, no.
Because even though you are on different teams, you don't want to hurt anyone or in their career or, you know, get them where they can't play the season. But I'll tell you this, there's guys out there that you can't control, and it's annoying. And that's why I never really liked
it. The Texans, by the way, when Sternberger got lit up. Bulaga was a part of that one. Go ahead, Joshy.
Video just went viral of a defensive tackle from the Cowboys shoving an equipment trainer down who was like standing in to like basically stand there and be the quarterback.
Really?
While they were doing one-on-one drills. And it's just like, what are you thinking? It's like Quay Walker pushing the trainer.
Exactly.
That's rookie year Quay Walker stuff. Yeah. Absolutely.
I
will say one thing. You know, listening to LaFleur the last couple of weeks, it sounds like his coaching philosophy has almost changed. His leadership style has almost evolved in the last couple of years that he's been without Aaron Rodgers. It sounds like he's like more of a leader to a point. More of a tough guy.
I think he's finally getting it done his way. And yesterday we talked on the show about left tackle and the break glass in case of emergency, bringing back Diari back. He doesn't want that No. Attitude back. He doesn't want those Aaron Rodgers disciples back. He's finally got this team where it's his way, you know? I mean, I hate to say it, but I think Rodgers intimidated him. You know, there was a little bit of Mike Sherman, Brett Favre there, where Mike Sherman let Favre do whatever he want. Hey, you want your own locker room? Here you go. You know? I think he finally got rid of that, and the team is his. And I think he's very comfortable, and he's not going to go back to the way it was a couple years ago.
I think that intimidation factor, you can call it that, I think is fair. I think it's also Matt LaFleur just knew what he had to do to keep him happy because he knew how unhappy Aaron was with the front office and up top. So to kind of, I mean, he gave in to him. He let him push him around. We talked about it all the time.
Totally.
Imagine how much more difficult life would have been on Matt LaFleur as a first-time head coach had he not taken that approach.
Like, do you guys remember when Rodgers was here and all of his guys doing push-ups during practice? I mean, that's Johnny High School to me. Mm-hmm. That's what we'd call it. But I don't ever remember them doing that.
Because
he probably would have caught grief from that whole crew.
Yeah, I believe that started last year.
Yeah, see? Yeah. I mean, that's something.
Once
he's like,
gone.
Yeah.
Almost a plague, Rodgers was at the end.
Yeah, and I don't think he's ever going back. That's why he's not going to.
LaFleur's championship good, right?
I don't know.
What makes you doubt it?
Kyle Shanahan.
You don't think he's championship good? Been there twice, hasn't gotten it done?
Three times, he's a choker. Don't forget Atlanta. When they were up by a ton, he was the old coordinator and had a couple stupid calls at the end of the game.
McVay got it done.
Everyone wanted to, you know, give it to Marty Schottenheimer during the day. Great regular season coach.
Yeah,
you can't say that about the guy. He hasn't won an NFC championship game. When they were clearly probably one or close to one number one seed.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he had a few opportunities with Rodgers. I imagine he'll have a good shot this year as long as Love stays healthy.
Great coach. Great regular season coach.
But you haven't seen
him. You got to get it done in the playoffs, right?
Yeah, totally.
Why? Would you call him a championship coach?
I think he can be.
I think he, well. Certainly who's a better coach, Kyle Shanahan or Matt LaFleur?
Right now, Kyle Shanahan. I mean, it's not close, just based on achievements. What Shanahan's been able to do without a franchise quarterback.
But just look at the gap between Andy Reid and Kyle Shanahan.
It's huge now. I mean, it's continuing to get bigger and bigger.
Andy Reid was the same thing that we're saying about Kyle Shanahan, though, until, well, Patrick Mahomes came along.
Correct.
We all thought he was a good coach. He just never.
Well, so does it come down to, is Jordan Love closer to Patrick Mahomes or Brock Purdy?
It's a way to take it.
It's tough to say because obviously Purdy's got right now much better talent around him. I mean, these guys are still growing.
Yeah. I mean, Ayuk's still there for the time being.
Yeah.
And then Debo and Kittle. And
I mean, Kittle's McCaffrey. Legit.
McCaffrey's the best running back in the league.
Yeah.
But
you got to finish. This league is all about finishing.
Well, the only team that's been able to do it the last few years is the Chiefs.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, I can't crown him yet. I'd like to crown him. But we'll see after this next year. Dennis Green, you like that?
You just snuck it in there.
Hey.
Can you do a Dennis Green impression?
No.
Come on, you know the words. Say it.
I like Mike Singletary. I want winners!
That is a go-to.
That is a go-to. I can't cheat on Singletary. He's my guy. You know his last year in the league was my first?
Really?
Is that shocking? That kind of made my day there. You just said you're not as old as I thought you were.
No, you're not.
When I was setting you up to say, wow, you're old. You can come back.
I can. Well, you're 30 years older than me. You recited
that one. Did you have to say that?
You recited your game stats of the day I was born.
That was impressive, though,
wasn't it? Yeah, before we go to break, real quick. December 7th, 1998 was the day I was born.
So
the Packers lost to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers 24-22. What was your stat line?
And I did this without looking at any computer or anything. I said, I had 2 touchdowns in that game. That was the first time we played in the new stadium in Tampa Bay, and Creed sang the national anthem.
Can you dig? Oh,
and then I said,
can you see?
And I'm for you, and I'm for you. That's Brett. So And then I said, Frankie broke his fib that game and played a series with it.
Yep.
And then his dad came into the locker room to see how he was doing. And then all our receivers got hurt. I had to play Z at the end of the game, which I never want to do again because they do a lot of running.
I got good news for you.
And then I said, I got yelled at in that game because it was 3rd and 18. Holmgren calls a route where the top end for me is 12 to 14 yards. Right?
Yep.
I stretched it to 17, got tackled immediately, and get yelled at for not getting the extra yard.
And your long catch in that game was?
17 yards.
And you played wide receiver.
Yeah.
Yeah. One game you played wide receiver, the day I was born. Did you pull this? See, oh, yeah, Scott Stapp. Yes!
Is this from that game?
I was not able to find the game, but this is him singing at the Ford 400 NASCAR race.
Oh, that voice is so recognizable.
Yeah, but he seems like he's kind of... Is that falsetto?
No.
Yeah, it is. You don't even know what falsetto is.
Like you do?
I don't think you do.
I have a brother-in-law that's in a real good band.
And the name of that band?
52nd Street.
You hesitated. Must be real good.
Well, I wanted to call him Billy Joel, but it's a Billy Joel cover band.
Okay.
So I think I'm the most qualified to say things of
that's accurate.
What's your connection?
To falsetto?
Yeah.
Ready to blow your mind?
Yeah, as long as I win.
Is it a high school production?
Yeah.
Of Les Mis?
Oh, that's what we called Tom Lovett.
Les Mis?
No, Les Miserables.
Falsetto is an artificially high voice. Scott's always trying to go lower and deeper.
Correct.
That's the exact opposite.
Scott Stapp. Yeah, it sounds a little tryhardish, though.
Yeah, yep, correct.
Don't you think?
It's too bad.
Les Mis is a play. It's not a musical.
Yes, it is literally a nonstop musical. There are no spoken words in the production of Les Mis. It is all singing.
You can't come back.
I can't come back. All right, I will attempt to come back. We have 10 minutes left, and we come back. Which actor is the most punchable face? We'll tell you next. It's Jen, Gabe, and Chewy on ESPN Milwaukee.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
You can just save yourself so much time by going, okay, we like this guy, this guy, this guy. Let's take a look at all the different things he did at the combine. I just hit my phone, and now my hand is just tingling.
What is with you two today? Jesus. Do you know how to function?
I just like...
On 94.5 ESPN.
So good. Getting your Friday off to the right start. It's Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. I'm Alex Strope in for Jen and Gabe with Mark Tamura, Chewy, Josh DiMaggio with us. Somebody just walked in the studio.
Is it the Turk?
And Chewy immediately goes, what's your problem? I wonder who's here. Ashton Rotman joins us now. What do you want?
Hey, buddy. How's it going?
That's me or him?
You're my buddy.
Yeah, I know. Sure.
Wow.
You couldn't have walked in 45 minutes earlier and help take the load off my shoulder.
Here's what I'm here to do. The reason that I wanted to come in this segment is to commend you guys, the three of you, on such a great job this morning.
Oh, Jesus.
I feel like you guys have taken this show to a new level when the normal two who always take it to a new level are not here. So I want to commend you guys, especially you, Alex, for being my fifth choice to do this morning. I really just wanted to say thank you.
Did you hear about that, too?
I was like
the fifth guy, yes.
We're not A.J. Dillon, all right?
No, you're not.
We didn't grade out 98%.
I think I might have, actually.
Today was a good day. I have texted multiple people that this is one of my favorite days of the show that you guys have done.
So where do I go in the replacement power rankings now? Am I still at fifth?
It depends.
Did you know he asked Greg Scalzo,
I asked so many people first. Yeah, yeah. I asked Homer, who said, this is now I'm going to out it because it's fun. He said he was willing to do the show with you only if he could do it at Ted's and Tosa, and I said that maybe you could do it with him, and then he didn't seem interested in that idea, so I don't know. Homer just didn't want to
hang out with you. Did you ask Lance Romance?
I did ask Lance, but he came right before Alex.
Yeah.
I asked Greg Scalzo in a meeting that I had with him. I just kind of shoved it in there. I did ask Greg Matzik also because he's here early in the mornings, and you know Greg a little bit from doing football stuff. I thought maybe Josh and you could do it and I could produce, but we've done that before and it wasn't the best show we've ever done. It was fun, but it wasn't that great. We can be honest with each other about that. And then I was like, all right, well, I guess I can ask Alex. So I did. I honestly, I would have had Brian D., our program director, do it from Cape Cod. Not that that's where he is.
I'm so glad you're not.
Let me tell you what.
Your voice is so annoying.
It's bad. It's a bad voice.
So annoying. Land the plane.
Thank you.
You're a rookie.
Yeah.
So anyway, this isn't 2024. When you're on the show, it morphs back to 98.
Our CEO just compared me to Marshawn Lloyd.
Yeah, he's been injured for a while. No one knows what he's really going to
do. Yeah, but he's still going to get a roster spot over A.J. Dillon.
You got a roster spot today.
Yeah, you got a roster spot.
Yeah. See, look at that. Chewy and I, we're back.
Question for you.
We're back.
Yeah.
More punchable face, Ashton Rotman or Nick Cage is going to be playing John Madden in a biopic?
How dare you?
I'm leaning Ashton Rotman right now.
How dare you?
No, Nick Cage. Ashton's my guy.
It's my guy right there. Boom.
He's my guy.
Best friends.
Am I invited to the wedding?
It's leaning that way after this morning.
How long do I have to stay?
Right. I'm not right now. Probably not on the list.
You know the only reason I'll go?
You don't have to stay.
You know the only reason I'll go?
Open bar.
No.
Oh, it is an open bar, though.
No. Why do you think I would go?
Pizza? Susie? Pizza?
Boom, nailed it.
Yeah, pizza. We're having pizza at the wedding. Boom.
Boom, nailed it.
Main course.
Love pizza.
Yeah.
You guys done with this love fest?
No,
this is disgusting.
I mean, I don't know.
I can leave if you want.
No.
Show's over anyway.
How much time we got? Oh, boy.
We got 30 seconds.
I'm proud of you keeping on the clock, though. That's good.
What is with these weird compliments you're giving? I don't like
this. I just think because this show doesn't get a lot of compliments.
What did I tell
recently?
You before the show?
I said the F word on the air the other day. I mean,
I said, don't worry about the clock. I said, don't worry about the clock.
Enjoy the ride.
We don't care.
I nailed it, though.
Boom.
Yeah, you did.
Roasted.
You,
oh, boy.
You brought some value.
All right, you're up to
some.
You're up to second.
So I did win.
You get second on the list now. Your second choice now.
Who's first?
Well, technically Gabe, I guess. Yeah.
Gabe, he's on the show.
But yeah, but when Jen's gone, Gabe slides over. And you know,
shut up, Ashton. Will the entire Kevin and Nexus. Thanks for hanging out with us this morning. Enjoy the weekend.
You.
We'll talk to you on Monday.